Hi everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the very beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here and being a part of this community. If you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might appreciate it as well. You can also be sure to subscribe and rate or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so, so very much. I hope you are having a wonderful start to 2021. I will fully admit that it was not the week I was expecting and not the week that many people were expecting. It was pretty dystopian to see images of people storming the Capitol building here in DC, and my heart, you know, just really goes out to all of the people who work downtown and the people all throughout DC who really feared for safety this week. So I wanted to just make a mention of my take action of the week. I always think of something that you can do or a way that you can support causes in the world around you. And this week that cause is helping to support DC statehood. Because DC is not a state, Mayor Bowser was not able to call in the National Guard when there was a serious threat to safety, and that's really unfortunate. That's just one of the ways that not being a state creates issues financially, logistically, and most importantly, safety-wise for the people of D.C. So because we don't have representation in Congress, we need your help, all of these folks and all of you who live outside of D.C., this is a great time to write into your representative and to your congressperson to just say that you support DC statehood, and knowing that doing so allows us to have representation, but also allows the people of DC to have access to some of these services like the National Guard and social support services that we do not get access to. So thank you for doing that. Also, stay tuned because in a few weeks, the newsletter will do a deep dive into Muladhara Chakra. And this is an energetic center of the body that rules our sense of safety, stability, and community identity. And I'll be sharing how imbalances in this chakra are distinctly related to the rise of nationalism, as well as Wednesday's attack. And of course, on a personal level, how you can improve your feelings of safety, stability, groundedness that allows you to thrive. For this week, I wanted to share a lesson that I picked up from a parenting expert named Janet Lansbury. I think about it often in relationship to my son Theo, and more recently have also been exploring how this lesson relates to myself and in conversation with my clients. So the lesson that I picked up and that I've been applying is that this idea that getting rid of your child's negative emotions and feelings isn't the goal, right? So we know kids are going to get upset. They are going to cry. They're going to have times when they resist what is happening. But as a parent, your job isn't to actually take all of that pain and frustration away. It would be impossible to do so. So you don't have to remove all the friction from their lives or rationalize and hush away their pain, right? If they fall and bump their head, it's really disingenuous to say, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay, right? Which so many of us do. But think of it this way, you know, how would you feel if you stubbed your toe and while you're sitting there in pain, your partner said, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay, right? Like in that moment, you're not okay. And this is just one example of how we can rush to get rid of our child's pain or discomfort in not a positive way. So instead, as parents, our job is to acknowledge that the frustration is there. Our job is to let tears exist. Our job is to actually let this wave of emotion actually move through the child. And it's amazing how difficult and how important this lesson has been for me. So I totally want Theo's life to be 100% pain-free, easy breezy, smiling 24/7. I want him to accomplish all of his goals, right? Like if I could take away all of his pain and erase all of his sadness, I would. Oh my goodness. But what I've noticed is that me acting on those wishes, me trying to get him to 100% pain-free and easy-breezy, actually creates a lot of distress and causes a lot of resistance and a lot of negative emotion, particularly for myself, and I don't succeed, right? So even no matter how I try, I can't take all of the pain away. Now let's apply this to ourselves. How often do you experience an emotion like fear or anger or sadness and you rush to tell yourself that you shouldn't be feeling it? how often do you find yourself angry at your anger, sad at your sadness, or anxious about your anxiety? You are a multifaceted human being, and you are allowed to experience a whole range of human emotions. These feelings do not make you bad or wrong. They do not make you broken. You don't need to label yourself or identify with them. They are simply part of the human experience. You experience anger. You experience sadness. You experience joy. You experience peace. You experience a myriad of emotions on a daily basis. And all emotions have an energy to them. We want this energy to flow through the body, because when we set up a barrier in our body against specific emotions that we don't want to feel, these emotions get stuck. They build up and they accumulate. And these accumulations are both toxic, physically and emotionally. They keep us stuck. Now, we've talked about it in relationship to children, in relationship to ourselves, but now think about the other people in your life. Do you think it's your job to completely erase the pain of your partner or your client or your friend? Right? If you start to make this attempt, you end up setting up these energetic blockages again within yourself and in your relationship. You create a resistance to emotions that otherwise are going to move and flow freely. So here is your reminder that your goal is not to take all of their pain away. Distress doesn't mean something is wrong. It is something to be noticed and acknowledged so that it doesn't build and grow. I'd love to hear your reflections on this lesson. Please be sure to send me a note. You can always go over to Instagram. I am at Spiro Collective, S-P-I-R-O Collective, or you can go to spirocollective.com/contact, and there is a way to email me there. I always love to hear your feedback and thoughts. Let us share a fabulous tip of the week, because if you have ever spent 35 minutes painstakingly stirring your polenta to get all of the clumps out of it, you are in luck, because it turns out you can make polenta in the Instant Pot. Thank goodness for the Instant Pot. All it takes is a few turns of the whisk and 9 minutes on high pressure. So you use the saute function to boil the water with the polenta in it, 1 cup of polenta to 4 cups of water with a little salt, your oil of choice, and you just stir it a little bit as the water comes up to boil. Once it's boiling, you turn on the pressure for 9 minutes. It cooks, you open it up, you give it another stir, it's done. It's amazing. So this is my huge, big favorite tip of the week, Instant Pot Polenta. I would love to see you in our yoga practices. We have live classes happening 4 days a week, including yin yoga, prenatal, and intermediate vinyasa, as well as alignment yoga. You can join us live. All of those classes are pay what you can over on Zoom, and everyone is welcome. So please do join. You can check out the schedule over at spirocollective.com. If you can't make it live, consider joining our community on Patreon, patreon.com/spirocollective. And there, for $6 a month, you can get access to all of my recorded yoga classes. That's 60 plus classes in different lengths and styles. It is a great way to support this podcast, as well as getting your yoga fix on. So again, patreon.com, patreon.com/spirocollective. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast with someone in your life who might also appreciate it. Sending you much love and peace and joy on this beautiful day.